Godzilla is now in New York City.
Monster 01 and 02, commence the attack.
News. I went to a showing of the Joker and survived.
No way. I watched it before everybody, so I didn't have to worry about it.
I've seen it twice and survived.
Oh, you've seen it twice and survived.
Wow.
Now, I might not be right in the head anymore, but I survived. CNN told me it was bad, and it was going to be a bad movie, and it was going to do terrible things. But it's all right.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
It's actually my favorite movie of the year so far.
It's definitely my favorite movie of the year so far. Yeah.
But getting outside...
Wasn't a very, very high bar, though.
No, unfortunately, this year has not been a very high bar for movies. But we always got next year, right? We still have Star Wars, right?
Star Wars.
Yeah, you're right. Star Wars was brought to you by Hasbro.
We have movies. Next year's gonna be terrible for movies. I hope you know that.
We're not talking about movies. We're not here to get into controversies about Joker or anything. We're here to talk about good old-fashioned rubber-suited monster throwdowns, which is exactly what Destroy All Monsters is.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
It'll last like 30 minutes as well.
As a giant rubber-suited WWE-style throwdown.
It's like WrestleMania with... with rubber suited men.
Monsters.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. But yeah, this week we are discussing Destroy All Monsters. I apologize if this episode is a day late or so. We're a little late, busy guy. But
I'm a terrible human being. That's all you need to know.
Yes, we all know that.
Anyway,
this movie
we have a title for this show.
What?
We have a title for this show.
What is that?
Stomp This Way.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention we are recording Stomp This Way, but you probably already know that if you clicked on the thing.
No way.
But
definitely not.
But no, we're gonna have some fun today. We're talking about Destroy All Monsters, or in Japanese, Charge of the Monsters.
Oh man. Oh wait. This German title. I want everyone out there to take a guess. Probably involves Frankenstein. Right?
Probably. It's Frankenstein and the monster from space.
I don't understand.
Kind of.
Was Frankenstein really that big a deal in Germany?
I guess it was a big hit.
Like everything has Frankenstein in it.
Every monster movie had to be Frankenstein related.
Frankenstein's not in any of them.
Or I also picked out the Italian title because I liked it. The Heirs of King Kong.
Godzilla, heir of King Kong?
No. But making of, so around this time in the history of Godzilla, the Godzilla ticket sales had been declining, as you've probably heard in our weekly box office updates of every movie.
No.
So Toho was like, okay, the TV has taken away a large section of our business, specifically tokusatsu television shows such as Ultraman. So we're going to just pretty much grab every suit we have in working condition on the lot, and we're going to throw them all into a big final monster movie bash. And we're going to call it they called it Charge of the Monsters. And so that's basically how we got Destroy All Monsters. It was supposed to be the last Godzilla film for a while. Did not turn out that way.
Nothing again.
So as far as I know, the only new suits constructed for the movie were Godzilla and Anguirus. Although thinking on it now, Manda's suit had to be, if not completely new, mostly new. Because he didn't look anything like he did in Atragon. Because they came out the same year, so it was probably the same body. They probably just took the head off and put a different head on it. But anyway, first Godzilla film since Godzilla Raids Again, not written by Shinichi Sekizawa. So got a new writing team on this one.
That's okay. We'll live.
Originally released in Japan as a double bill with Atragon, which we've already watched and reviewed. I think Dylan will go ahead and agree that this was the better half of that double bill.
Yes.
And then when it came over to America, had some bumps in the road. Toho initially commissioned Frontier Enterprises to do an English dub of the film, but that version of the dub was, although it was released in some foreign markets at the time, never was actually aired in the U.S. until it was aired by the Sci-Fi Channel in 96. Instead, AIP got a hold of it and released it theatrically in the United States. AIP dub is the version that we watched today, in May of 1969.
Can I go ahead and say that dubbing is not great?
Dubbing's not great, but it's not terrible either.
I've seen worse.
I've seen definitely seen worse. Worse last week, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But not one of AIP's worst jobs. That's why I decided we'd go ahead and just watch the dub, since there's, you know, no difference.
Watch this one on Blu-ray. Aaron owns the Blu-ray version.
Media Blasters Blu-ray. Not a bad
pretty decent Blu-ray transfer.
I'll give him a solid effort.
Aaron's just really looking forward to getting that Criterion Blu-ray.
Let's see. We're going to watch the next two on whatever copies I have right now. But Godzilla vs. Gigan, we should get the Criterion Collection in time to watch that one on the new Criterion Collection version.
Only watch like three of those.
Gigan,
Mechagodzilla,
Megalon, and the two Mechagodzilla movies. So four of them.
Sorry.
Of course, I'll go back.
Forgot about Megalon.
Look at the special features and stuff on the other ones. But anyway, so box office. This movie was released in Japan on August 1st, 1968.
So we broke our Christmas movie tradition?
Broke our Christmas movie streak going. Budget of around 200 million yen. I saw a couple different numbers for its intake. I saw one said 170 million yen. One saw 230 million yen. But I did see a solid 2.6 million tickets sold. So apparently it made a profit because they ended up making another one the next year. So they didn't lose money on the deal, all in all. So then it was released in the U.S. on May 23rd, 1969. I could not find the U.S. box office results for this movie, unfortunately. But anyway.
Apparently it did decent.
Did decent because they, again, made another one next day. Or the next year. Not the next day. Mm-hmm. Although the sequel is super cheap. But anyway.
What's the next one watching?
Godzilla's Revenge.
Revenge.
Which, you know, no, I'll talk about it next week. It's interesting. This movie, let's talk about the, never mind. Let's listen to a trailer that I'm going to conjure up from YouTube. And then
he's going to conjure it up from the depths of
his soul. We will return. I will read off the cast and the crew. And Dylan has a nice little plot summary that I wrote that he will read. And then we'll get right into our thoughts of Destroy All Monsters.
Nobody has anything to fear from us. But we are going to control you now. It is the same spaceship you saw near the moon. That should convince you we do not come from your world. We are here to make you our slaves.
Laboratories and arsenals of all civilized nations, the most powerful, the newest, the most devastating of weapons, blast into action in their effort to destroy all monsters.
Alright, we're back. We got some familiar names back for this film.
Definitely not.
Eiichiro Honda is back in the director's chair after a couple of movies off.
Thank God.
This movie was written by Kairu Mabuchi.
Okay.
And Ishiro Honda.
All right.
Music by, I mean, I don't know if you might be able to guess this by watching the movie, but Akira Fukube did the score for this guy.
I think it's Sato.
Effects by, as the last couple movies have been, Sadamasa, Arakawa, actually did the effects under the supervision of Eiji Tsuburaya. And then starring Akira Kubo, Jun Tazaki, Yukiko Kobayashi, Yoshio Tsuchiya, Kayoko A?
I?
It's just AI. I don't know how you say that.
I don't know.
Andrew Hughes.
He's American.
A white guy in the movie. Kenji Sahara. And then Haruo Nakajima as Godzilla. Susume Utsumi as King Ghidorah. Hiroshi Sakita as Anguirus and Gorosaurus. Mark-chan the Dwarf as Minya once again. And Teruyoshi.
Gonna butcher that one.
Teruyoshi Nagaki as Rodan.
Butchered. No.
A couple of those names were butchered, yes, I'll admit. All right, what is the plot?
Monsters fight. The end. No, I'm kidding. The year is 1999, and the world is at peace with all of the monsters trapped on Monsterland. But things go south when an evil alien race known as the Keelax take control of the monsters and dispatch them to wreak havoc across the globe. With Earth in shambles, it's up to Katsuo and the crew of the Moonlight SY-3 to save the planet. They first destroy the Keelax moon base, and then they take away the alien's ability to control the monsters. Backed into a corner, the Keelax summon Ghidorah to destroy the monsters of the Earth. Ghidorah is defeated by Godzilla and the others, and the Keelax are destroyed. The monsters are returned to Monsterland, and peace is restored.
That is grade A writing right there. You can tell I wrote that in about 20 seconds. Okay, sounds good. But...
So basically, all I got from that was monsters fight.
There is a lot of monsters fighting.
So
this movie starts out. It tells us it is set in the future of 1999.
But hey, that was 31 years in the future.
Okay. It was at the time this movie was made. Humans have established a base on the moon. They travel back and forth regularly. The monsters are all on Monster Island and the Ogasawara Island chain. Life is good, bro. And then the Keelak show up. And they mind control some people. They mind control the monsters. They send the monsters abroad. My favorite scene in the entire movie, Godzilla blows up the UN building.
You know, this is not the only movie we watched recently where people travel back and forth to the moon regularly, it appears. We watched Ad Astra about a week or two ago.
We did watch Ad Astra the other day. Personally, I like this movie better. Dylan, on the other hand, probably not.
I thought Ad Astra was pretty good.
It's all right. It's all right. For your typical 2001 Space Odyssey ripoff. It's all right.
Space Odyssey.
But we're not here to talk about 2001 Space Odyssey or Ad Astra.
Sadly. We're here to talk about Destroy All Monsters.
We're here to talk about Destroy All Monsters.
Sadly. No, I'm kidding.
But anyway, this movie, you know, it doesn't waste time. Monsters, pretty early on in the movie, they start rampaging across the globe.
Yeah. Then pretty early.
We meet the Keelax, who are Keelax. From the asteroid belt, apparently. And,
some stupid crap. Sorry.
And I don't know. I think the Keelax are interesting. They're all women that we see. And they're evil. And
they do have male henchmen.
They do have, well, they're the male henchmen they captured from the Monsterland base. Yeah, and they're mind controlling them. There's some dark stuff in this movie. One of the...
there is a man. He jumps out of a building and kills himself.
For a kids movie. Pretty intense. Although I've seen a lot of Japanese 60s. So there's some messed up things in Ultraman. There's one of my favorite episodes. I think it's the last episode of the original series of Ultraman. Where there's like this... guy like getting ready to jump off a building, and there's a narrator. He's like, I don't remember what he says now. He's like, it's like there are unhappy things or there are dark things, and I'm thinking, okay, surely they're not gonna like actually have this guy jump off this building and kill himself in a kid show. But no, he just jumps, and then it cuts away, and you just gotta assume that he hit the ground splat. But anyway, yeah, he commits suicide, and stuff happens. Katsuo, who is our main character, the plot's kind of scattered brained. Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Characters don't really matter. Katsuo is, I guess, who would call the main character, and his girlfriend who's been taken under mind control. Her name is what was her name? Kyoko or something?
Kyoko.
Yeah, Kyoko.
Kyoko.
And
she does things.
She's evil.
She's very evil.
She's kind of evil.
I say.
She's being controlled to be.
At the 35-minute mark, I still say one of the best city destruction scenes in all of the Godzilla franchise when she shows up to Tokyo and
that evil smirk
she has. I love it,
dude. She looks, it's almost like a fourth wall break in 1968. She and just then, like, looks at the camera and just like has this maniacal face.
Rodan and Godzilla and Mothra and Manda and
Gorosaurus.
No, Gorosaurus doesn't show up in Tokyo. I think it's just Godzilla, Rodan, Mothra, and Manda. I think that's it. And they just, actually, they don't, they destroy a little bit of Tokyo. It was, but then he, the, you know, the military like starts shooting rockets and stuff at him. And it's actually the military that blows up most of Tokyo, yeah. Trying to kill the monsters, which they don't. But I love that scene. Yeah,
Godzilla blows up the UN building.
I said that earlier.
Oh yeah, we forgot. I forgot you said that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. Good time. I don't want to get too political on this show, so I wasn't going to expand on that. But anyway, Godzilla and Mothra and Rodan and Manda destroy Tokyo.
It's pretty sick.
But yeah, I love the city destruction scene. It's pretty great. The models are, I mean, they built a great city model of Tokyo for this.
Some of the matting on some of like the obvious backdrops is not great.
Some of the matting with the people is not great.
We'll talk about it later.
But I really dig this scene. And then it's over, and you see Tokyo in complete ruins.
Good times for sure.
But, you know, some more stuff happens. They figure out how the Kilax are controlling the monsters. They, I don't know, there's some scenes where they, like, figure out, or they go, and there's another action scene. There's an action scene about every 15 minutes in this movie. They go and attack at, where is that other Kilax base at?
It's in that cave.
No, well, first of all, they go to, like, the forest, and they, with all the tanks and stuff, and they attack, and Godzilla and Anguirus, like, ravage the military vehicles, and they chase Rodan back to the location of the base. So they go and they find it in the cave where the Kilak woman is like, "This planet now belongs to every man, woman, and child of the Kilak race. Kilak race." And then they, you know, go away.
They say man, woman, and child, but they were,
I never seen women or any men or children. Mm-hmm. But it's a matriarchal society, not a patriarchal. Very progressive for
1968.
Japan, 1968. But anyway. And then they go to
the good stuff is about to happen.
They go to the moon base. They blow up, or they destroy the moon base. They cut down that little monster control thing, and then we have the big monster showdown.
And then the good stuff happens.
Where I have to talk about the scene where at the moon base, and it's literally like a 5-minute scene or more where they're like, get the little laser beam out, and they're trying to cut down the little monster control thing, and it's like, and it is like slowly burning that thing down. I mean, it's like the most long drawn out scene ever, but it's the score is just fun, and we'll talk about the score later, but I love it. And anyway, so then, you know, let's get to the giant monster fight at the end. So
good stuff.
Good stuff.
And poor Ghidorah, really, I mean, he gets in a few good shots at the beginning, but really he just gets brutalized in this fight. He's outnumbered.
By a lot.
It's really like 7-on-1, and it's some great stuff.
He's got 3 heads.
I love, like, the scene with, one of the great scenes when Anger is, like, grabs onto one of the heads and it's, like, carried up in the air. And then he falls.
Flies in the air and then the gets
great,
let go.
The great scene when Gorosaurus drop kicks.
Yeah, Andrew loves when Gorosaurus drop kicks Ghidorah.
I love Gorosaurus.
Andrew's favorite monster is like Gorosaurus.
Yes.
Gorosaurus. Why?
I don't know. I just love Gorosaurus.
Like, well, he had like 2 big shots and then he was done.
But I like Gorosaurus.
We'll talk about him again in King Kong Escapes. Way down the road.
Way down the road.
Even though the movie came out before the movie we just watched. But
way down the road.
Anyway, and
you know, Godzilla like brutally stomps Ghidorah's head.
I was kind of violent at the end where,
like, for a second there, he like grabs both of his like his upper and lower jaws, and I was like, he's gonna rip this friggin' dragon's head open.
Like, slams it onto the ground, and then he starts stomping
on it.
And Gears is biting one of the heads and is bleeding, and
Gorosaurus is like stomping on his back.
He's got like a hold of one of his tails with his teeth and is shaking it, and Ghidorah's just kind of like seizing out because he's like had all this terrible trauma. And then another one of my favorite things is when the middle head is the last head alive. And
little Meanie
one of his smoke ring, like heat ray breath rings, and it like
goes around its neck and kills it.
Kills the middle head. Children killing monsters. Child monsters killing other monsters. It's great stuff. Violent stuff. But they kill Ghidorah. But then there's a fire monster, which is actually just a saucer that's blowing up stuff. But then they shoot it down. And then the Godzilla finds the key-like base and
destroys it pretty good.
Yeah. I forgot. The English dub has one of my favorite lines in the entire Godzilla franchise. Like, when the monsters are waiting for Ghidorah to show up. And the news guy there is like, "Godzilla will lead these monsters into mortal combat." And I'm sure they'll win. It's one of my favorite lines ever. And then Godzilla destroys the Kelax.
Yes.
And they all live kind of happily ever after. They return the poor monsters after the monsters save them back to Monster Land and trap them there again. It's kind of unfair.
Poor monsters.
How did they get to the monsters to Monster Land?
Logistics don't matter. This plot is ridiculous, okay? Logistics don't matter. I will say, character-wise, this is probably not as good as far as characters and stuff like that go, and you know, just making sense. Not as good as some of Shinichi Sekizawa's better.
Yeah, no, it's not great, but I mean,
but it doesn't really matter.
This movie's really about the monsters.
This movie is all about the monster action, and I love every second of it. I guess any final thoughts on the plot story?
It's actually decent. I mean, I kind of enjoyed this movie.
It's only 88 minutes, so there's a ton of monster action, so it just kind of goes by pretty fast.
There's not a whole lot to get bored with, not like some of the other movies we watched where we have bland characters and no action, and it's just bad.
But, yeah, I mean, I do wish the characters were a little more, like, actual characters, you know, and the plot wasn't so scattered-brained, but I can deal with it. I guess we'll move on to, what's next, monster design?
Monster design.
I picked 8 monsters that we're going to focus on since they're featured pretty heavily. As always, we'll start with Gojira. Godzilla, he's got a new suit. Got a new suit this time around.
He does. He does have a new suit.
Overall, I really like this suit. I would say,
I think he looks good.
I would say only like drawback that I really noticed is that the nose holes are really big.
Yeah, Aaron didn't like his big old nostrils.
Like, they were noticeably big, and there's like holes drilled into the suit, and it kind of bothered me.
Nah, it's okay.
But other than that, they do use the old suit for a couple of water shots, but other than that, I really like this suit.
It's pretty.
Back to a little bit more menacing Godzilla.
It's better than the last suit.
Not as goofy. I like it quite a bit.
They inflated his head a little bit more.
But yeah, they squished his head back down to a little more normal from the last time. He's got some big eyebrows though. He got some big.
He does have some big eyebrows. But I actually really like the way Godzilla looks.
Yeah, I like it. I like the suit. Let's talk about Gorosaurus. The same suit that we will see later. That you know, in his they use in his debut film, King Kong Escapes. But
like the way Gorosaurus looks.
It's just like a looks dinosaur
like
a, with
he
a
looks
really,
like a little bit of T-Rex.
With a like really long snout.
He's the other T-Rex looking dinosaur.
He's alright. He's pretty cool. Rodan, same goofy looking Rodan. Not much change really there. Man. Mothra, she's
Marvel
got
form looks
those beady little red eyes.
Yeah, she looks decent.
I mean, the suit's held up alright. He's alright. Minya, still as goofy as last time.
Looks stupid. Like an idiot.
Anguirus got a new suit for this movie.
He looks good.
I really like Anguirus' new look in this movie. It's pretty neat, actually. I like it quite a bit. Although it's obvious that the actor's just crawling on his hands and knees the whole time. But
I want to know if they actually dropped him when he gets picked up by Deidre.
I'm going to hope and say no. Or maybe they dropped him on some kind of mat. But you never know with these people. Ghidorah.
This is 1968 Japan.
Same suit. They've redesigned the heads. I don't like the head redesign, really. Looks kind of weird. But overall, it still looks like a Ghidorah. And then Manda. Manda looks a lot better here than
Manda does look a lot better.
After on the head they put on it, looks a lot better.
It doesn't look as stupid.
I like the way he looks.
I didn't like the way that he looked at Atragon. I thought he looked like crap. But he looks like
the far away side.
Like a serpent-y thing, snake thingy.
Looks pretty good here, I'd say.
Yeah.
Moving into effects.
Effects?
Overall, I think the effects are pretty good.
I will
say
the model work is excellent.
Work is great. There's some, like, the dolphins that Rodan eats. Don't look good.
They don't look good, no.
There's some matte paint. There's some great matte paint. Like, the matte painting at the end of Mount Fuji right before the huge fight is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some matte paintings that don't look that great.
That don't look very good. There's one matte painting that, at the beginning, where they're, like, introducing all the monsters and, like, the thing that they used to keep them on the island.
Yeah.
We see Rodan flying across this matte painting. and
Matt Painting.
It's Matt Painting, and they've matted him over it, but they didn't, and he like flies through it.
Yeah, and there's some matting with some humans in the foreground and stuff.
You can see the outline pretty good.
You can see the outline pretty good, and but overall, I think the effects, the heat beams from Godzilla and stuff look really good in this movie. They're not see through like they have been in the past. I don't know. Overall,
they really could have been a lot worse. Overall, they're pretty good.
Yeah. Some of the suits, I guess I could talk about this more, but like, you know, they were gonna feature Baragon and they were going to feature Baragon and Varon a lot more heavily, but the suits were in such bad shape. That's why Gorosaurus gained the sudden ability to burrow underground. And they actually referred to him as Baragon when Gorosaurus attacks Paris, but...
Do they really?
Yeah. Well, we'll look over that small detail. We do see Baragon and Varon in a couple of quick scenes in the movie, but... Baragon's suit had been lended to to Super Eye Pictures for Ultraman and had been taken apart and reassembled so many times it did not look good.
Poor gag.
But anyway, effects. Do we have anything else on effects while we're at it?
No.
Yeah, what about the spaceship? Do you think the spaceship model and the spaceship stuff looks pretty good?
Spaceship's all right.
Pretty good.
I think the spaceship scenes look all right.
I've seen worse.
The animation for the fire dragon at the end.
Fire dragon.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Fire dragon.
It's just a spaceship. But
you're just a spaceship.
Anyway. Costume design, I guess what did you think about the costume design for the Kelax? That all silver hoodie thing they got?
Right. Interesting.
They gave him like a little bit of a domed head.
It's interesting.
Interesting.
But anyway, I guess we can move on to score.
I'll move on to your score.
I love Fugabe's. I mean, it's mostly just recycled stuff.
Oh, Akira Fugabe's.
But it's bombastic, and it is wonderful. Score.
Every time a monster's on screen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum. Or bum, 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 bum.
Mostly when Godzilla's on screen.
And yeah, I love a Fugabe score. It rocks this movie. And I love it so much.
It makes the movie like 10 times better.
It does. Like it makes it so much fun to watch. There's just so many great cues I love from it. Like I said, mostly recycled, but there's a couple of new stuff too.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love it so much. I love Fugabe's work so much. But anyway. Anything left on the score y'all want to talk about?
It was pretty good.
The score's great.
I love that score.
It really adds to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some final thoughts. Let's get into some final thoughts. Let's start with Andrew.
Well. Every time.
I think this is a pretty good movie overall. I like the score. And I liked all the creatures. I liked Gorosaurus the most.
He really likes Gorosaurus.
I love Gorosaurus.
kid likes Gorosaurus now.
The effects are pretty good. The models are good. Everything. I'm going to give this a B+.
All right, a B+.
He's giving it a B+.
That's a good grade. What about you, Dylan? What do you think?
I mean, overall, the story is kind of dumb. I mean, it doesn't make any sense really. But it doesn't bother me a whole lot because this movie's really not about that. It's about I hate when we have movies like this because it makes me sound hypocritical. Because there are movies in the past, I'm like, oh god, this movie has no story. It's freaking stupid.
Well, there's just so much action, monster action
that it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. But like this one, it's got a lot of action in it, which makes it really entertaining to watch. All the rubber suited showdowns are a good time. The City Destruction is actually really cool in this movie. They do a really good job on the City Destruction, and especially that big monster fight at the end, which is incredible. All the monsters, I think, look pretty decent. Minus, I guess, with the exception of, like, Rodan and Mina. I think Mina looks dumb. It looks freaking goofy.
Yeah.
And Rodan's face is really goofy. But Godzilla's new suit here looks really good. Yeah. I like it a lot. I think like you said, they kind of finally got away from that, like, rounded, like, nose and face that made him look, like, really, like, happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
And they're, like, kind of trying to make him look a little more,
Menacing
and aggressive.
Yeah.
Which looks a lot better for, you know, a giant dinosaur.
Yeah, it definitely does.
But everyone looks good. I think the effects are really good in this movie, minus a couple little things here and there. A couple little things that have to do with model work or a couple, like, shots of matte paintings or, like, matting effects on certain things. But, I mean, other than that, the effects are pretty good. And Fugabe's score is excellent. Definitely compliments the movie quite well. Makes the movie probably a lot better than it actually is. But overall, I mean, the movie's pretty entertaining. I mean, I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's one of the better ones I think we've watched so far, especially one of the more entertaining ones we've watched so far. So I'm going to be really nice, and Aaron's going to like me for this one. I'm going to give it an A-.
Oh, really? Wow. That is impressive. I am impressed. Yeah, I forgot to talk about, we were talking about violence in this movie earlier. I forgot to talk about the most violent scene in the whole movie where Katsuo just grabs Kyoko and like literally just rips her earrings out of her
ears. And like cuts the back of her neck open.
And like blood spurts everywhere from her earlobes. I'm like, ew.
You're like, dang.
That would definitely not fly in any movie today because that is very aggressive. But anyway, yeah, I like this movie a lot. It's one of my favorite Showa era movies. It's got a lot of, like we've talked about, a lot of monster action. You know, plot's a little scatterbrained, doesn't make much sense, characters don't really matter, but it's got enough monster action to make up for all that. It's really just monster action scene after monster action scene. I think it's got still one of the best city destruction scenes in the entire franchise, and when they destroy Tokyo, one of the most fun final fights when they all gang up on Ghidorah. The English dub has some of the best dialogue in all the movies. Some of the lines they delivered is great. So yeah, I always have a lot of fun watching this movie. I think, you know, it would have been a good last hurrah for the Godzilla franchise. Here we are, 20 some odd movies later. So obviously that was not the case, but I enjoyed it quite a bit. I'm going to side with Andrew. I'm going to give it a B+.
I'm going to give it a B+.
I think it slides in just under the A range because of the writing could have been a little stronger, but I enjoy this film a lot. So, you know, I suggest anybody who loves Godzilla should definitely give it a watch. But anyway, didn't really have any news this week. Just wanted to reiterate that the Ultra Q and Ultra Man Steelbooks and or Blu-ray sets from Mill Creek will be released to the public on October 15th. Also, the Criterion Collection comes out this month. The Godzilla Criterion Collection box set comes out on October 29th. If you know what Reiga and Reigo are, two independently made monster films from Japan, I believe the movies Reigo and Reiga are now both available through SRS Cinema. You want to go to their website and they have them available on Blu-ray. I've thought about ordering them. I haven't quite pulled the trigger yet, but I might get around to doing that. Other than that, don't really have anything for you. I just wanted to throw out there, like we talked about at the beginning of the podcast about Joker. I think if you like stuff like that in any capacity, I think you should check out Joker. It's a really great movie. Don't let the media scare you away from it. Next week, I am very excited about our movie we got coming up next week. We're finally going to review a good non-Godzilla movie. The 2006 Korean film, The Host.
Oh, yeah?
Yo, yeah. Super exciting stuff.
Is it really going to be good?
It's legitimately a really good movie. I really liked it.
So I'm not going to hate my life?
So you might not hate it. But
as long as I don't hate my life.
I really enjoy it. So we're gonna watch that. We'll get that review out to you next week. Not sure when that review will come out next week. I'm going to go away on a little trip probably over a 4-day weekend that I have acquired. We might try to record the episode early so I can still get it out relatively on time. We'll see what Dylan's schedule looks like. But other than that, I think that's all we had for you this week. As always, I'm Aaron.
I'm Ed.
And I'm Dylan. And we'll catch you the next one.